This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli undergoes successful kidney transplant at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. President Vidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada as Finance and Communication Minister. House of Representatives unanimously endorses National Sports Development Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat, and Joe Biden sells comeback with string of victories in Super Tuesday's primaries. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has undergone a successful kidney transplant at the Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital today. With this, the Prime Minister has undergone successful renal transplant for the second time. According to the hospital executive, Dr. Prem Krishna Khadka, the Prime Minister had been taken to the operation theatre at 10 a.m. today, and it took around 5 hours to complete the transplant procedures. A medical escort comprising 15 to 20 members was involved for the transplant. The team was led by Professor Dr. Prem Raj Gyawali. The 68-year-old Prime Minister was hospitalized on March 2nd and his checkup was conducted by different medical specialists. Samiksha Sangrovla, who is the Prime Minister's niece by relation, donated him her kidney. Prior to this, he had undergone first kidney transplant in 2064 Vikram Samvat in India's Apollo Hospital. Today itself, a meeting of the House of Representatives passed a special proposal wishing for Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's good health and recuperation. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota had presented the proposal and the meeting endorsed it unanimously. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has reappointed Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada as the Finance Minister today. Spokesperson at the office of the President, Havi Prasad Dahal, said the President appointed Dr. Kathiwada, the Finance Minister, as per the constitutional provision and on the recommendation of the Prime Minister. Dr. Kathiwada had tendered resignation from the post of Finance Minister yesterday following the termination of his National Assembly membership. President Bhandari had also assigned Dr. Kathiwada to look after the portfolio of the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology as well. The newly appointed the Finance Minister administered the oath of office and secrecy at the office of the President Sital Nivas today itself. Newly elected 18 members in the National Assembly took oath of secrecy and office today. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha administered oath to the new members amidst a program at the new Baneshwar-based Federal Parliament building. They will have a six-year term. Among them, 16 are from the ruling Nepal Communist Party and 2 are from the Rashtriya Janata Party Nepal. On the occasion, the National Assembly Chair offered the official logo to the new members and congratulated them. Similarly, the Federal Parliament Secretariat had provided them a bag containing a copy of the Constitution and laws. A session of the House of Representatives today has passed the National Sports Development Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat. Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Viswakarma had presented the bill. Similarly, the meeting has unanimously approved a proposal seeking consideration on the Prison Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat. The House of Representatives meeting today also endorsed a proposal seeking consideration on the Veterinary and Livestock Service Council Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat. The meeting passed this proposal unanimously. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ghanashyam Bhusal had presented the proposal. The meeting likewise unanimously passed the proposal seeking to send the Nepal Engineering Council First Amendment Bill 2076 Vikram Samvat to the related Parliamentary Committee for clause-wise discussion. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Basanta Kumar Nengman had presented this proposal. This bill was originated in the National Assembly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Yogesh Kumar Bhattacharya, has directed the Nepal Aviation Authority and Nepal Tourism Board to form action team to study the impact of coronavirus and measures to tackle it. Speaking at the discussion organized in ministry today, Bhattacharya directed concerned officials to write to ministry in case of any policy decision and to form a team in the leadership of the tourism secretary. In the program, Secretary of Tourism Kedar Bahadur Adhikari informed about the current status of coronavirus. The minister also requested to the organizations and experts related to tourism to recommend necessary steps to deal with the problem within 3 days. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli has extended congratulations to Yap Tansri Datu Haji Muhyiddin bin Haji Muhammad Yassin on his appointment as Prime Minister of Malaysia. Prime Minister Oli congratulated him, sending the letter of congratulations for his successful tenure. He also expressed the hope for strengthening of bilateral relations between the two countries. Nepali Congress has suspended scheduled programs and decided to launch awareness campaign in the wake of the accelerating cases of coronavirus outbreak worldwide. Speaking at a press meet, Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma informed that the party and its sister organizations have decided to postpone all meetings, seminars, effective from today until another notice. The party issued the notice taking in view of the warning from WHO and the request of the government. Spokesperson Sharma further informed that the party has decided to take awareness program to villages, towns and houses, mobilizing party sister organizations. 4 persons died and 63 others injured in various road accidents. 3 persons died on the spot and 3 others sustained injuries in a jeep accident at Birendra Nagar of Surkhet. The police said the injured are receiving treatment at Province Hospital Surkhet. Likewise, 1 person died and 10 persons injured at a jeep accident in Argeli of Palpa. The police informed that the injured are undergoing treatment in Lumbini Medical College. Listening to 8 p.m. English news from Britain, well, now some international updates. Joe Biden has won 9 of the 14 seats that voted to pick a Democratic White House candidate on Super Tuesday, a remarkable rebound for his campaign. The former U.S. Vice President overturned predictions to narrowly take the key state of Texas from his main challenger, Bernie Sanders. However, Sanders is projected to win California, the biggest prize of the night, as well as 3 other states. They lead the race to face Republican President Donald Trump in November. The coronavirus outbreak outside China is deepening with the confirmation of first cases in Poland, Morocco, Andorra, Armenia and Argentina. Governments around the world are scrambling to contain the spread of coronavirus, which is growing globally, even as transmission in China continues to show signs of slowing. There are more than 93,000 cases around the world, the overwhelming majority in China, but as deaths are reported in Italy, Iran and the United States, authorities are considering new quarantine zones and travel restrictions. In South Korea, some 516 new cases were announced today, bringing the total cases there to 5,328. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hill regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hill regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Odisha. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli undergoes successful kidney transplant at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administers oath of office and secrecy to Dr. Yuvraj Kathiwada as Finance and Communications Minister. House of Representatives unanimously endorses National Sports Development Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat, and Joe Biden sells comeback with a string of victories in Super Tuesday primaries. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light to moderate snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 200 degree, 10 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 210 degree, 50 knots, minus 17 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 250 degree, 25 knots, minus 32 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 260 degree, 50 knots, minus 46 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 260 degree, 50 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degree, 25 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degree, 40 knots, minus 28 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 80 knots, minus 35 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 240 degree, 50 knots, 1 degree Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 270 degree, 20 knots, minus 15 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 270 degree, 45 knots, minus 28 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 270 degree, 80 knots, minus 34 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.